Skeptics spend a lot of time debunking falsehoods and unscientific claims. Classically, skeptics busied themselves chasing down psychic frauds and rumors of paranormal happenings. In more recent years, however, skepticism has gotten itself involved with some of the science-related public policy controversies of the day, including such issues as global warming denial, GMO crops, cancer cluster scares, and the like. In addressing these controversies involving actual empirical science, skepticism has encountered new forms of falsehood, or at times fraud, different from those practiced by the classic hucksters and con artists of the old days. But unlike the quasi-scientific faith healing and psychic frauds of years ago, today's new frauds do not merely fake their data, but seek to distort the scientific process and public understanding of scientific theory in order to cast doubt on the very nature of objective truth. Today's scientific fraud is in many cases a deliberate and publicized application of what Richard Feynman referred to as cargo cult science. Cargo cult fraud is its own kind of falsehood and poses an especial danger to the public understanding and acceptance of empirically based policymaking. In a classic speech from the mid-70s, Feynman described the cargo cults of the South Pacific. During World War II, the technologically advanced nations landed on South Pacific islands with endless volumes of food and raw materials. In some places, the native residents, who had never seen airplanes, believed that the invaders had godlike powers. After the war, they believed they could encourage these gods to return with further bounty by recreating the wartime conditions. They scraped long, flat runways out of the dirt, built huts out of bamboo to serve as control towers, and built mock-up aircraft out of wood and leaves. By engaging in these ritualized, cult-like activities, they hoped to entice the technologically advanced gods back to their islands with gifts of cargo. Of course, it didn't work, because they were only simulating the appearance of what they'd seen before, not its reality. Feynman went on to say that there is a kind of simulated science which is like a cargo cult, in that it only pretends to observe the outward rituals of the scientific process without capturing its reality. He pointed out some of the requirements of performing science correctly. You have to replicate the experiments that were done before you to ensure you're investigating the same phenomena. You have to consider and report any sources of error in your measurements and any alternative explanations of your results. You have to be sure your theories have predictive power and are not simply conveniently matched to data you've already collected. He said, quote, "It's a kind of scientific integrity, a principle of scientific thought that corresponds to a kind of utter honesty, a kind of leaning over backwards," end quote. Scientists who refuse to recognize limitations and errors in their own work wind up practicing a cargo cult, going through ritualized motions without substantive integrity and imagining that it will bring them benefits. Today, we witness what has often been referred to as a war on science, a deliberate attempt to undermine science itself as a source of reliable knowledge. Its method is to substitute cargo cult science for real science, or at least to make them indistinguishable in the public mind, so that distorted conclusions seem to be just as scientific as honest ones, or at least it becomes impossible to tell them apart. One of the best-known and most shameless recent examples of deliberate cargo cult science was the long-running campaign to obscure the facts about the dangers of smoking. Tobacco companies not only denied and distorted known facts, but set up their own supposedly scientific apparatus with all the outward appearance of modern science. Institutes, research grants to academics with scientific credentials, data published in the standard format of scientific reports, all deliberately intended to generate favorable data and to suppress proven facts which were contrary to the company's economic interests. In adopting the forms, appearance, and language of credible science, while refusing to embrace the integrity and error correction of true science, they knowingly made themselves a scientific cargo cult for the purpose of economic gain. No one now disagrees that that is what happened, and the so-called tobacco scientists have been universally discredited. But the war on science continues, and the same kind of cargo cult-style scientific fraud is rampant, not only in the areas I mentioned earlier, but in many more venues of contentious science-based public policymaking. Creationism, global warming, sexual and reproductive health issues, and the health hazards of many toxic chemicals are other cases where this is especially prevalent. How should skeptics respond to this? Most skeptics are well-versed in the tricks of psychic frauds and mind readers, but debates over global warming, carcinogenic chemicals, or the impact of gun violence on public safety can be very technical and require expert-level knowledge to engage critically. The average skeptic, who is not an expert in all or likely any of these matters, can only be a spectator. But skeptics can be engaged, intelligent, and critical spectators. Skeptics are aware of many tricks used by frauds and cargo cult scientific pretenders, publication in journals that are obscure or have financial ties to interested parties, research funding from ideological sources which control the publication of data, failure to report contrary or conflicting evidence, experiments clearly designed to support just one side of the controversy, and so on. Skeptics can also trace the political, legal, and financial ties between lawmakers and regulators, partisan advocates, and financially or ideologically interested participants in a public controversy. Skeptics can educate each other, speak out in public, and document strong or weak applications of scientific method in media, blogs, and other venues. In this way, skeptical observers provide the kind of error checking that is lacking when science is not performed with the necessary integrity. In short, while the technical details of much scientific research may be beyond the critical reach of the average skeptical reader, cargo cult science as a practice can be recognized and exposed. And as deliberately dishonest cargo cult science becomes more and more a weapon in the war on science conducted by those who have an interest in obscuring the truth, those with an appreciation for the power of logic and empirical evidence and of how they're wielded in the search for truth have their own contribution to make.